WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Does it matter to you if the Phillies get the one seed or is the two seed fine? 55% need the one seed. 45% say the two seed is fine. I think you should want as many home games as possible if you have the best home field advantage in all of baseball.
53-26, by the way.
At home?
Yeah.
Okay. Believe it or not, my opinion from the first segment of the show has been aggregated on the internet,
yep.
And the reactions to it are just as you would see, as you would think.
You big old Nepo baby.
Yeah, man, it's just me. King of the Nepo babies.
Exactly.
Just sitting around Nepo babying away.
Yep.
Just wondering what job my dad can get for me next.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all trying to figure that one out.
Yeah. I'm thankful for him for getting me the job running WIP, which of course, and then he made a call. Anyway. Okay.
Handling it well?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But once again, it's just like the people that put out the tweets from our station. It's just.
Well, Porter did ask me.
Yeah.
I told him it was okay. I knew how it was going to be. But luckily, I've gotten to a point where we've been doing the show for 5.5 months where I'm now numb to it. I didn't think I would ever be numb to it, but I am now numb to the hate. So the 49ers, you know, Howard, you know, my dad who got me all my jobs, he kept saying last year how hard it was for a team to go back to the Super Bowl after losing. Mm-hmm. And I continually told him, like, that's an excuse, that's an excuse. The 49ers seem to be lining up for a year where, you know, we had all the contract stuff in training camp, the Ayuk stuff, all that. And now they've lost Javon Hargrave. They're 1-2, mm-hmm. Lost Javon Hargrave for the year. And now Christian McCaffrey is seeing a specialist in Germany, which is not, no offense to Germany or specialists there, but not the best sign that your player is in, you know, great condition. Yeah, if none of the doctors here are going to solve it, and you're like, I'll go to Germany. Yeah. You know, it seems like a last resort.
Is that where Kobe and Utley went?
No.
Yes.
Kobe was Germany? See,
yes.
Now all Kobe was getting was PRP,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, which when LeBron goes to Miami.
Well, that is
HGH.
Yeah, three different letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. PRP is legal now. And you can find somebody to do PRP
Kobe
for
was
a year.
Just ahead of the time when he's going over to get it done.
Mamba mentality.
All the cyclists were doing that stuff.
Right.
So, you know, the 49ers and the Christian McCaffrey thing, I hope Saquon Barkley is healthy forever, but it really does show you that when you are investing so much in a player that is touching the ball that much, especially a player who has had injury issues, man, you should win the Super Bowl when you have a chance because you never know what the next year is going to be like. It doesn't seem like the 49ers are going to be the top-level team this year that they have been in the last.
Well, Saquon's on pace for 511 touches.
It's a lot of touches.
Yeah, it'll slow down. It'll slow down at some point. I think they tried to slow it down.
I agree.
Sunday. They tried to slow
didn't
it down Sunday. It didn't.
Yeah.
No, because then Nick's like, oh, we need him. We got to use him. We got to start getting the ball more. So, but yeah, you're right about CMC. We may have seen his best days last year when he won Offensive Player of the Year. And it is a parallel to Saquon. Saquon comes here this year, and if we use him, like, we think we're going to need to use him. I don't know what's going to be there next year or the year after.
Well, and
but by the way, if it gets me to the Super Bowl, then I'll take it. Yes.
You know, it was when we signed, who is the Cowboys running back that we signed?
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, there was some number where when a player has X number of carries, touches 1 year, that their production the next year takes a major drop off. And it was one of the reasons that signing him at that time might not have been a good idea. So all that is to say, hope Saquon has an amazing year this year, but if we do have the opportunity this year to make this year count, the 49ers are and Christian McCaffrey are a good story to know, you know, about how that can go.
Yeah.
OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Hey, man, I'm just enjoying the day, you know, listening to my show, you know, that I created. You know, I created it.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You talking about your dad got you the damn job. I'm the one that got you down here, Spike. Don't you forget that. okay?
I don't know how that happened.
Totally agree.
But I appreciate it. Thank you, OG.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, man. It's enough of, you know, I'm listening to you guys take shots at the Duke, you know, and I sit back and I just take it in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I...
Yes.
For you to sit there and go on mute and your pauses and everything while Elliot is slaying the Duke, man. You know what I'm saying?
What did he say?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't think he get enough credit for that game. I mean, he was out without two of his starting offensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have his starting receivers. He completes over 70% of his passes.
Mm-hmm.
And, 311 yards with the W and a one interception and a fumble, and we don't. I mean, y'all can't get a brother a little credit, man. I mean, I get it.
Well, how much credit should he have gotten for Sunday?
I think he should have got it all. Right?
You are sickening.
You really are.
Like, yeah, all the credit.
Yeah, no. I needed to get that one out of spite.
Now, listen, I don't think, because I almost said this yesterday, and I didn't want everybody to bite my head off. See, this is your job to come up and call up and defend the Duke. But I started to say yesterday, other than the two turnovers, I thought he had a pretty good game.
What's the quote, the Abraham Lincoln
right.
one? Yeah.
Other than being shot in the back of the head, how was the play?
How was the play? Yeah, Mr. Lincoln. There's a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm a little concerned with something. Ain't nobody talking about it. But Devin White on the sideline in a wife beater, you know, no Eagle.
Please tell me he wasn't in a wife beater.
Was he?
Was he in a tank top?
No, he was in an Eagles jersey.
No,
or Eagles, Eagles jacket.
No, he was
Eagles
not.
Jacket.
No, he was not. He was in a white beater with the chain on.
We don't call it that anymore.
Yeah, by the way, you got me to say it once.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Tank top.
I'm so politically correct.
Well, I mean, we are on the airwaves.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, I apologize, everybody.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
I did see him on the sideline.
I didn't
notice when he had on a tank top though.
I thought I saw him like an Eagles pullover.
I almost think we have talked about Devin White on this show so much for a guy who's never played any snap.
Played a down yet.
I understand,
he's never going to, by the way.
He's not going to play
for the Eagles.
I said when they deactivated him in the first game, he was never going to play a snap. I agree with you largely, OG, but we have talked about him so often. And he's never played a snap. He signed a one-year deal. He got benched at the end of last season. I guess...
And the other linebackers are playing well.
Yeah.
There's no need for him.
Yeah, I understood your point, Ike, where if one of them gets hurt...
Yeah, I was irritated last week with him.
Yeah, I would love to have him active, at mm-hmm. least. So I don't know what the special teams thing is going on with him, but he was...
I know what that is.
He's clearly a miss.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clearly a miss. He's a bad fit with Fangio. Fangio does not like him. Now, I don't know if he likes him personally, but the way he plays, he doesn't like him. It is a shock, but when you look at the fact that he... got benched at the end of last year. He had no other offers, quite obviously, or he had no better offers than a one-year deal with a $2 million guarantee. There's something off about him as a player. There has to be, or all of these things wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have gotten benched last year. They wouldn't have gotten better after he got benched. He wouldn't have been available for a one-year deal at that number, and he'd be on the field. You know, he might just... not be that good.
Let me say this. This thing that we've been discussing all day, and Nick Sirianni, they really, you know, they giving it to him, you know, pause. But my point is this here is, Nick Sirianni, if y'all can't see through this crap, I don't understand what's going on. Nick Sirianni already knew what he was going taking on when he got this job. We already knew that he was demoted last year when Kellen Moore was brought in here and Vic Fangio was brought in here. Nick knows that he's told what to do on that night. You don't see him walking around with nothing, writing nothing down. You don't. All you see him spitting and with that damn headset on, with the Jeffrey Lurie's son up there telling him, yo, you're supposed to go on this one. You're supposed to take that on that one. And he regurgitating that. I don't understand why people don't see this. Yes, it's elementary to say what I'm saying, but exactly is what's happening. Because guess what? With the decisions that was made on Sunday, those are firing next day type decisions. You know, win, lose, or draw. You don't allow a coach to coach your team that way, making those type of decisions. And it's something else going on here.
OG, he made one bad decision.
No.
Yes.
I'm talking about throughout. If you look out throughout the year, everything that Nick Sirianni has been doing has been questionable by us and by the media. Yo, everybody's scratching their head over off of what he's doing.
Anything to take the pressure off of the guy who's got less TD passes and more turnovers than Daniel Jones. Anything.
Damn.
To take the pressure off.
If I could just catch you on a school kill somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
How's Josh Allen doing without Stephon Diggs? You told me now that Josh Allen doesn't have any weapons, he was going to suffer. Is seven touchdowns, no interceptions, 137 quarterback rating, is that okay without any weapons?
When you throwing the ball 10 times a game.
Well, he didn't.
He was slinging it last night.
Yeah, he was.
I'm just messing around. But listen, I'm not. First of all, I'm not an enemy of good football, of good play.
That's right.
When Josh Allen led the league with 18 interceptions, you damn right, I'm going to criticize Josh Allen. And right now, he's not. So it is no reason for me to be hating on him.
Okay.
So I'm not doing that. I ain't that guy.
So you're going to hate on Jalen for being second in the league in turnovers?
Y'all got a problem with that. I don't think that interception was on him. I think Jalen played.
What about the fumble? Was the fumble on him or no?
Listen, we ain't never lost with Jalen against the Saints. I bet you can say that, Punk.
Oh, amazing.
Super Bowl? All the banners.
Man, what, two times, three times?
All I'm saying is this here is that.
Can you just tell me if was the fumble Jalen's fault?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Standing ovation.
Make your progress.
Yeah.
What the hell? Just keep on. Don't stop.
All right, OG.
Don't get a drink of water neither.
All right, OG. There he is. The famous OG Wade. Wow. We got him to admit one thing was his fault.
That's big.
And give Josh Allen credit.
It's true.
It's hard to believe. Ike in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ike?
What up, Ike?
Hey, man. So, this is something, and I apologize if I missed when y'all talked about this, but I was so frustrated. That play on Devontae Smith was dirty. So, crazy dirty.
So,
Sunday.
Ike, I asked Brandon Graham about it last night, and Ike said this yesterday, was I think the real issue was that the referees did not call the play dead. In that, if you're a defensive player, you're taught
play to the whistle,
and if the guy is still trying to move forward, and I think BG said yesterday, you want to get your licks in on offensive players when you have a chance to do it. And I don't know if it was helmet on helmet. It really wasn't. He hit his back and his head snapped. You can get a concussion, not when your head gets hit, but when your head gets snapped back.
Whiplash effect.
I want to say something's dirty if it was dirty, but I don't know if that hit was particularly dirty.
No, I was more angry, Ike, at the damn officials, quite frankly, because they really allowed Devontae to be hit. Like, you're supposed to be protecting players, right? So when his forward progress is stopped, dude, blow the whistle. I mean, New Orleans is trying to, you know, from a player to player, I didn't like the play. I'm like, as a 300-pound defensive lineman, you could clearly see this kid is coming backwards, and you're about to take a clean shot at him where he's defenseless and he don't even see you. This could potentially injure him if you hit him. But is he thinking about that in the moment, or does he really care about that in the moment? Probably not. Had the whistle blown, he's not doing that.
And the other thing, if you're him, and I don't know if he's thinking about this, what if Devontae Smith slides out from them and runs 35 yards and you're a Saints fan or you're a coach and you're like, what?
And you stop playing.
You had a chance to do it. If it was dirty, I want to say it was dirty. Going back to the officials, Devontae Smith is not Christian Okoye. He is not were going to maul those two guys, and he was
like two other guys on him already.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, my goodness.
Yeah. So
going backwards, and I don't know if it's true, but on the internet they act like dude spit on him.
Yeah,
everything. I had an issue that now this is what I'm saying. I had an issue with a lot of people on this play. Okay. I had an issue with the refs, like you did, because mm-hmm. I thought they blew the whistle, but I thought they blew it very late. And it was so clear he was going backwards. I had an issue if he did that. His offensive line,
his teammates,
I would have took offense to that. And the other thing, I had a what's the dude, the golden boy everybody love, Greg Olsen and everything. He ain't even say nothing about it. Hey, I'm so happy Tom Brady got his job now. He ain't even say nothing about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like they didn't even acknowledge it. Even when they played the replays, they didn't acknowledge it. And I thought that was crazy, man. And I really think, and I haven't heard nobody except CJ. I give him props because CJ, GJ, he talked about everything, and he definitely talked about that.
Yeah,
he sure does.
And that's why I had no problems. And I understand where y'all's coming from yesterday about Jalen Carter and them. They knew that they was doing some dirty stuff, just like that dirty hit Penning did on Slay.
Now that was dirty.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
That's why I think. Yeah. That's why I think. Like all that stuff was coming down. Like yo, and you know Ike, and I'm sure that like, we all. Know
oh yeah, I've been into playing. It. Oh yeah.
Everybody would have been into it. So it's cool. I'm good. We need that dog. We was soft. We were soft last year on defense.
That's a fair point. And to your point about the Eagles players could have been ticked off from the stuff that was happening in the game. And you're right. The Devontae play was one that was right there for all of us to see. But I don't know how the hell the Slay play happened where you block Slay 5 yards out of bounds.
Yeah.
Where the lineman, they called a penalty on that one, didn't they?
They did.
But, yeah, I could see where the players may have been a little irritated because there's a lot of trash talking that goes on out there on that field. So now that I'm thinking about it, that's where Jalen Carter probably was going back at Tyrann Mathieu because that stuff probably had been going on all game.
Can I make two last quick points real quick?
Yeah.
One, I thought also on that Slay play, that was holding. Because the dude had you gripped up, you're trying to turn around again. That was a big play because they got a first down on that joint. And I want to take it back to last week. I called and my phone got messed up and dropped on y'all, but y'all was talking about the dances, I guess.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to get mine in, man. And if they said it,
what's your favorite dance, Ike?
I got to go with the kid and play, man.
Oh, the kid and play.
That's
how about that? You remember that?
Yes.
I still know how to do some of it.
Hola, have a good one, y'all.
All right. All right.
They had a moment. Kid
what,
and play.
What I can't do, which I've never been able to do, is the jump over the leg thing.
Yeah.
You know, they hold that right there and they jump. I can't.
Yes.
Never been able to do it. 6'3 or too tall. And my legs are too long.
Yeah, that's my problem, too. My legs are far too long to do that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I couldn't even do it when I was young.
Yeah.
So it ain't just my age.
Man, kid and play. What a moment that was. There are some things where you just think of a specific period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Kid and play like 88, 89,
late
right
80s,
around there.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. You ought to see them now. They don't look too good.
Nice.
Well, play looks okay, but kid always looked funny.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the high top fade.
Yeah, he wasn't a guy.
Do you know who Kid and Play is, Jack?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Have you ever seen House Party? No.
I have seen Friday, though.
House Party 1 and 3 is good.
Well,
I didn't like House Party 2.
Oh, I never saw 2 or 3.
2 is the one they went to college.
Oh, I never saw 2 or 3.
That was terrible.
Kid and Play had good songs. You would probably like Kid and Play.
Oh, yeah. Kid and Play had, like, fun rap songs. Yeah,
they were my favorite.
They were the...
Will Smith?
Will Smith, yes.
Yeah.
Happy rap, as Bernie Mac used to say.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes, the happy rap.
So, coming up next, everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show, Top 5 of 5. Jack, what do we have in store?
Some of the best things that happened last night. A lot happened last night.
Ah.
And I...
Last night, just in general.
Just a lot happened last night.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Any surprises in there?
I thought he was going into the clubhouse.
No, I'm objective. Would never, wear a Darren Dalton jersey into the clubhouse.
No, not at all. And hug one of the players with
friends,
two hands with your both hands on his back.
I was offered beer last year. Turn that down because I'm objective.
Yeah. Hey, weren't you holding a beer in the thing with Trey Turner?
No, not at that point.
Was Fletcher that one?
Yeah.
That was the party Fletch was in?
I think so.
Yeah. Fletch was in there jumping around with him last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was tweeting about the Phils last night.
Yeah, well, he's fighting.
Big Fletch.
All right. Well, the top five is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.